Welcome to the Smoke Room.
With your hosts,
The Berg and Cape Town.
Thanks,
and that guy on guitar.
Here he is again. How does he always get in here? He's hiding in the cupboard like that Japanese woman.
That happened. Supposedly that happened. So Cape Town has a special gift for us today. A fruit of his labor.
That's right. I've been working on this for a really long time, in total about 4.5 hours. So
set it up, CT.
Yeah, no problem.
That's your new handle, CT.
I decided, I had the day off, so what the hell? I did some work, and I decided to shoot my very first short film.
Which is going to debut now. I haven't seen it.
It's going to debut live on the show. Berg hasn't seen it. DJ and Doc have seen it. I'm not going to say. Pardon me. I don't want to say what their reactions were, but
I'm not okay with that. I would like to have.
I mentioned that they weren't going to be. You weren't going to be cool with that. But they were like, "Oh, fuck him, man. You know what? He's a fucking piece of shit."
Yeah, you take away now. Like, I'm not going to get that. That initial reaction out of other people, and so. I'm going to be kind of lost on my own. Like, how should I react here? And I can't follow other people's social cues.
You'll be all right. You know what? We're not, none of us are going to give it away.
I just want to fit in.
We'll dim the lights so we can't see each other's faces. All right. I've got the light switch right here. But don't do what you did last time when the lights went off.
Can we wear blindfolds?
If you think it's necessary. We're not being inducted into any kind of like Illuminati or anything. So I think we're good to know, not wear blindfolds.
We can't see each other's faces. No eye contact, please.
Yeah, dude, no face. You know the rules. Just below the neck and down. It's what we roll with.
Okay, so set this up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just did. I had the day off on Sunday.
That's not what I mean. Let's talk about the content. What your artistic drive. What is this? I mean, how did this come out of you?
Okay.
What are you representing here? I mean, this is Sundance and Cannes mixed.
DJ actually thought that I might want to submit it to Sundance. He thought...
Smoke Dance. That's what we are.
Wow. We do our own film. Yeah. Fucking... Okay, I like it.
Film festival.
Debuting next year. This year, maybe. It'll probably just be our sick films, but that's all right. DJ thought it would be a good idea if I submitted it, but I thought, I'm not sure this is going to fly.
Before I watch a movie, I like to... compare it. I like for people that have already seen it to kind of tell me about it. I have a friend of mine that I grew up with, actually, of the Frog. Someday he'll be on the show. He'll be a musical guest, I'm sure.
That's actually your thing. That's your bit.
What?
I don't know. One time you said Ze Frog.
Ze Frog?
I don't know what that is. You've never explained it, but when I'm hanging out with DJ, I do it. It's nasty, but
I don't. That Frog is not Frog in German, first of all.
That's okay, man, because. But doesn't make sense anyway.
I like it. I don't know.
So yeah, Ryan's got it all queued up. I mean, if you guys are ready, without further ado, we could.
No, I'm not ready because I want to discuss it before I. I want to know what I'm saying.
That's right. We're setting it up. I've never done anything like this. Okay, yeah. So
what? Set up a fucking short film or done a short film?
Okay, this is my first short film. But let me tell you something. Let me set this up real quick. I'm like, you told me
yeah,
to.
Yeah, let's all set right. this up. Go ahead and set that up, Cape Town.
Sorry about that. So it's all. Written, directed, shot, and acted by yours truly. There's four characters. And keep in mind, I did guerrilla editing. I didn't use any kind of computers.
Define guerrilla editing.
Guerrilla editing.
You're about to do
this
that.
This isn't where gorillas come into your room and you shoot some kind of nasty new... I'm just going to stop right there. It's basically...
Undercover chimp?
It's like undercover chimp, but you got to out-chimp the chimp.
Which I think is gold. If you talk about the canon of the Smoke Room, things that have been said in the past, of all the things that you've said, out chimp the chimp, it's something I say to myself. Anytime I'm in a situation where I face adversity, I think about Cape Town. Hey. I think about the look on his face when he said that. You got out chimp the chimp. And then that's when I went on to talk about the severed head. But they find remnants of out chimping. I'm sorry, I don't even know where we're going with that.
Well, if you touch back, he found a penis inside of the chimp's. It's a chimp
inside
head.
Inside of the man's head.
It was a man's head. Okay, fuck. Head. You know what? I, for the whole time, I've been envisioning, like, What the fuck? A fucking baboon with a chimp dick in it. Like I'm doing chimp? Cross species and everything here. I fucked up the whole joke in my mind.
You know, and I was looking up if a chimp could have a baby with a gorilla.
We did actually touch on this, and we found out that
I don't think they can.
We're not sure because they're actually still researching it.
DJ, will you definitively tell us if you could make a chimp and an ape? But they have a human Z, which is a human
okay.
and a chimp.
There's no way that they named it a human Z.
No, if a human had a chimp baby or vice versa.
My question. Sorry to interrupt.
It's a human or a human Z?
Would it be the guy? And my guess is it's going to be a yes, is that it's going to be a guy. No offspring?
No. They can mate, but they can't produce anything.
So a man and a chimp can
copulate?
Yeah, I don't know how to say it because it's
marriage?
So not right. Fuck, that's bad.
Is it
that's
that bad?
Sick. No, I can't. Dude, I have a really vivid imagination. So whenever somebody says something to me like that, it's like my mind starts painting this fucking Van Gogh picture in my mind that's so disturbing that.
Well, the way you went off on Feekbeak, I find that hard to believe. Unless that's really.
No, it really happens. I got to just take what's happening in my head and then wash it all away.
Okay, so they can't.
I wash it away with whiskey every night.
Our producer DJ says that they can mate, which is a euphemism for basically.
Fucking?
I guess. I guess
the question to me is how do you bet a chimp?
I don't know, with some treats.
You bring it some
same
fucking bananas.
And things. I don't know if you're betting the chimp or
yeah,
the chimp.
Yeah, it just needs positive reinforcement and it'll go down on you.
I think basically you're at the mercy of the chimp. So I think you're gonna what's the term? The bottom? No, that's assuming you're with a male chimp.
Well, if you're with a male chimp and he was a bottom, assuming that he was a fully grown chimp, he would definitely be the power bottom in the situation. I mean, his capacity.
No, I think you're confusing terms. A fucking power bottom is not a guy on the bottom or the chimp.
I understand. It's the stronger chimp on the bottom, but it's the chimp.
No, it's
that
not.
Has the.
I thought a power bottom.
Pardon me.
I don't know my shit here. Could you look it up, DJ? There you go.
Are you guys sure you want to look all this up?
I want to know. Well, if somebody's listening and they know what a power bottom is, and we go on like
on our Heart to Hole free line that we do have set up. But you know what? Let's be honest.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm a power bottom. I thought a power bottom.
Yeah, Steve, you're live on the Smoke Room. Go ahead and tell me exactly what power bottom means.
I don't know. I can't. That's fucking
good.
Man.
I'm
I don't
glad
know
you
yet.
Stopped. I'm
He's
glad
looking
you
it up.
We got DJ hot on the track of those power bottoms. What do you got for us, DJ?
No, I'm going to guess first. Hold on. First, we got to guess.
All right, Brian's going to guess, and then I'm going to guess.
A power bottom, I thought to me, was a person that can take a lot of passengers in the caboose.
Okay. Now,
repeatedly.
repeatedly. Yeah, with no time for...
Like a lot of dudes can hug him from behind.
Okay, like he needs that hug from behind to reaffirm that everything's okay.
No, it's what I'm. You know.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, the biscuit goes in the basket.
Yeah, that's the same thing I thought. It's a dude that can handle a wide load, if you will.
Wow.
It might also be muscled and ripped. Possibly, I'm not sure if that's part of the equation.
Well, with a person who's
or it
getting,
might just be a, oh, what DJ people. Calls a leather daddy.
Okay, and what's a leather daddy?
DJ.
The definition of that was like, it's basically just an aggressive gay man with
like
the leather master.
Oh, like, he dresses like Machine from 8mm.
Exactly, exactly.
Machine.
He's got the
Machine
fucking straps.
More.
He's got the leather.
Didn't you have a guess on power bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I was agreeing with him. It was a dude that could take a big wide load, lot.
It's a
piece lot of
cement.
Sausage fits
it's
in the hole.
It's a piece of cement that could take a lot of jackhammers.
Yeah. Wow.
Like he's like I'm a piece not, of granite.
What does it
no,
mean
iron.
Exactly, DJ?
A power bottom is someone who aggressively enjoys being the receptive partner.
So it's like a super bitch.
Who aggressively
God,
enjoys
so disturbing.
Being the receptive partner.
So they floor it in reverse.
God yes. What is don't put it into car terms. There's some shit that it should never be
it's
in
like
a,
there's a
in
low
a car
reverse
spectrum.
Gear.
No.
Dunk. Dunk.
It keeps slipping. The tranny keeps slipping, literally.
The tranny keeps slipping.
I mean, he might be a lady boy.
It could be.
You're talking about mechanics.
Well, I think because of the aggressive nature of the lady boy, it's more like a lady man.
Well, a lady boy, if she was aggressive, she was aggressive, could then be a power bottom because she'd be an aggressive receptor. Am I correct? Because usually lady boys, I don't want to. We'll just stop there.
Well, no, I mean, you know, you seem, if you have knowledge of lady boys.
Well,
is a lady
we
boy
actually
gay?
Have a source. We're going to see if we can get into contact with about a lot of these questions. Let's call him an aficionado.
Okay. So what is a lady boy?
What the fuck? Why are you asking me, man? Ask DJ. It's weird for me to answer.
Well, you're going off about it.
Well, he's got all the facts, man.
Hey, don't be uncomfortable. You're all uncomfortable now.
Well, I'll tell you what a damn lady boy is.
You want a fucking pinky toe?
You
want
to know what the fuck a lady boy is?
I'll get you a fucking pinky toe by 2 o'clock.
I'll take you to Thailand. And I'll show you what
all
a
right,
fucking.
Let's get back to your opus fucking mundi or whatever you got here. Your Mr. Cape
Doc's
Town's
over there. Doc's over there cleaning his glasses, but
Mr. Cape Town's opus.
I'm going to ask him to go ahead and we're ready to show the movie. Well, I'm going to need you to pause too.
What's the name of the movie?
You'll hear us scream the pause.
Hold on. I'm not ready yet. What's the name of the movie?
Daddy Empire.
The name of the movie is Daddy Empire. Okay. And are you going to give me
what do you want to know? It's a story.
Tell
of
us about the characters.
It's a story of chance.
Inspiration.
You've got Hattie.
Against all odds.
You've got Hattie, the hardworking son, lives with his dad.
Hattie. How did you come to that name?
You know, I've been smoking a lot, man. I haven't had my car for a while. It's been like a fucking vacation over here. So I've just been on cloud nine, literally.
Hattie? Is that like Chewy?
One name.
Shirty?
I wrote this script before. I was taking a shit, and then I was like, well, I'm going to shower. DJ's going to work, and then I was like, and then I'm going to make the magic when he's gone.
Is that
I have
a
the
euphemism
apartment to
for
myself.
I was making this movie?
I was trying to make some white milk.
I was making a chunky pea.
Ew, dude. That's you need to go to a doctor lovely. If you have chunky pee.
No, it's not what it is.
I thought it was when you hold your, you know, hold back like a monk for 6 months and then finally let it blast on the bathroom floor.
No, it's like when your camp counselor teaches you how to pee white.
See, this is why I'm glad I never went to camp.
I never did either.
You're lying through your fucking teeth. Camp? You know you have like four camp band photos or whatever the fuck it's called?
It's always summertime.
You were like a bear cub and like a baby bear.
A bear cub.
They're like, you've been upgraded to baby bear status. You can sleep with the camp counselor.
He's the man cub, the power bottom.
Oh.
So you've got Hattie, and who's another character?
Power bottom just keeps getting thrown around here like a fucking curveball.
Sounds like something
right?
You use on your car.
The power bottom.
Introducing the power bottom.
Tired.
I don't know where to go from there, but it just sounds like it, you know, like a washing thing.
Yeah, I was thinking like a waxing thing.
Or something you pour into
and
it.
And then like the commercial could be like two like chicks in bikinis back in the 80s, like sitting on the hood of like your shiny Challenger.
But
the
wait.
Power bottom.
Now how much would you pay? But wait, there's more. And you get two power bottoms.
But wait.
I like it. I'm here. I want to hear it.
We'll get rid of one of those payments if you call now. Call now for three easy payments of $19.95 for the power bottom.
I think Tyler Covington could actually audition for that. The way you talk.
Repeat, Tyler Covington.
This is Tyler Covington, the president of the Billy Ocean Fan Club.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
We're celebrating the 30th anniversary of Caribbean Queen, and we'd like to maybe rent out your restaurant for the evening. Is it possible?
Listen,
to get
Tyler, listen.
An
all-male
staff,
I'm gonna catch you.
Some sun lamps. They'll be going shirtless, of course.
Tyler, we we don't do that kind of show over here, Tyler. This is a Red Lobster.
She walked by me.
Tyler, all right, I'm going to ask you to leave.
On,
somebody get him. The fuck out of here, please. All right, we're going to go ahead and...
I want to hear more character names.
God damn it.
We're
all
setting
right.
this up, and I just want to know.
We got Hattie. Okay, so you know the son. This is my... Guys.
What's the son's name?
Jesus, Mary and Joseph in heaven. Fucking God, forgive me strength on this holy earth.
Oh, so he's Greek.
No, fuck you.
Okay, so what's the son's name?
Oh! Okay, so Hattie. Did I already say that? That's yes. The son's name. God, I've said this. So Hattie's the son.
So which one's the Holy Ghost?
Then Grady is the dad.
Grady!
You like that?
Yeah, that you know, Grady reminds me of like...
Kind of stole it from Super Troopers, but...
Oh, because I think of like a garage mechanic, like in the Midwest somewhere.
Great, that's exactly what I was going for. When I wrote the original script, Grady's dad is a mechanic, but he's a real relaxed mechanic. You're going to see in this video. Well, you're going
to
see in the movie.
As opposed to what? A wound-up mechanic?
Oh, he's all ratcheted up and torqued up. Let's get him unwound. We're just back from commercial break.
Okay, so
the Steelers are down.
Yeah, let's not talk about the Steelers.
Sorry about that.
Unless you're talking about all just six fucking championships. Yeah.
Okay.
I had to go there. Okay, Jesus. So...
You know, he's actually taking his entire penis out, and he's holding it in his hand right now. I don't know what he's trying to do.
That's right.
He's standing up.
Yeah, it's got...
He's standing up.
I want to show you my Steelers tattoo.
Dude, I don't want to... Why is it down there? Does it need to be on your gooch?
That's a secret.
Was that a dare, or...
So who's the third character? We got Grady.
You got Grady.
Hattie.
Yeah, and then you've got
Jericho. And
Hattie
told Maddie.
Jericho is the African-American friend of Hattie.
Okay, and Jericho, okay. And then who else?
And then we have Fausto, the antagonist in the story.
Fausto, does it mean fist?
It means whatever you... The world's your oyster in this movie.
Okay. Well, I think without further ado, I'm ready.
Without
for
further
this.
Ado, we're going to debut
Daddy Empire.
We're just going to wait for. Okay. Yeah. Without further ado, go here ahead. Yeah.
Daddy
and
Empire.
It's really bad audio, so forgive me. It's going to be awful.
Okay. Here it is. Okay. So we pan.
So you give us a play by play of the movie.
Okay. I'm watching it, and so far, all I see is like just pink.
Yeah, you're seeing the beginning.
It's very,
remember,
it's,
this
it's
is very, art.
Oh, I see a face.
This is art at its finest.
It's the zigzag man. Here, I'm going to take a vape. Oh, the bird man.
You can see I like scratched something profane.
There's whatever nip juice is. Presents Empire. Oh, it's written D-A-D-D-I-E. E-M-P-I-R-E. Okay, feet on a carpeted floor.
We can pause and talk about any of the scenes at any point.
Can we pause right here?
Yeah, we can pause.
Okay, a sock has just gone onto a barefoot, and that symbolism indicates a bad relationship with his father.
Oh.
And I see that the picture that you showed, it was sort of like a Sgt. Pepper's montage type of thing. And the zigzag man, and that can only mean... repressed memories and a cry for help. So what do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if my mic is...
I like to wait till he hits some weed there and then ask him a question. It's like when he's chewing.
He got me, but he's not going to catch me off with coughing. What does it mean? I'm just trying to symbolize the everyday struggle of a working man.
Okay, so there's a barefoot, now there's a sock on it. Okay, roll him.
Hit it.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
That is my real foot. That's my real foot right there.
This is some fucking heavy duty shit.
This is fucking only me,
man.
The
lighting. Oh, there's a man with a fedora on and some glasses. And he's saying, "Hey boy, get out of there." He's knocking on the door. There's a dad yelling. It's the same man as
you
his father.
You can pause it. Go ahead and pause it right there.
There's a guy with an open shirt on and
just
a fedora.
Pause that scene.
Who looks I mean, exactly like the guy playing the son.
You know who that guy reminds me of right there?
I've never met
him in real life, but that looks a hell of a lot like Johnny Depp, wouldn't you say? Just look, just real quick. Just think Johnny Depp right after Pirates of the Caribbean getting interviewed.
Well, this person's got like a fucking zigzag man beard. Glasses and I guess that's a fedora, and then he's wearing an open fucking dress shirt.
No, it's not all the way open. If you look, he's got it tucked into a V.
I can see your fucking belly button, dude.
He's got it tucked.
What is it tucked into? You got tied around his fucking junk.
It's cooking.
I call
into
this
the
one
pants.
The butterfly.
Hey,
all right, let's roll. Here we go. I'm gonna do
now.
It
this
quick.
Is hold on. This is the son lecturing the son. This is the dad. This is Hattie. Grady lecturing Hattie.
They're the same guy.
Because he was mean to his dad. He told his dad, get the F out of there. Wow.
Okay, so prior to the
kids
scene.
Kids these days, huh?
Prior to the scene, the kid with the beard yelled at the dude with the beard.
No.
The fuck? What are you trying? What you do you want me to do? The other fucking
you
wall.
Fucking motherfucker. You every time, listen. Every time I shot, let me explain something to everybody. Every time I shot a scene. Yeah, fuck you. And I'm gonna defend my sexuality, and I'm gonna defend everything in this video because it looks like I have to. Yeah, because you don't understand what art is.
I understand you got a lot of explaining to do.
Only thing that I need to explain is that I couldn't shave because I had to shoot character after character. I had to do over 25 costume changes to do this movie. All right? So the next time you want to raise your eyebrow at me, like you're Mr. Fucking...
Anytime that you display art, you are open to criticism. All right? I'm sorry. Excuse
don't you
me.
Dare daddy up on me right now
fucking
on the podcast.
Master
don't
Coppola.
You dare daddy up on me.
The daddying up is taking place on the screen because the bearded kid is being yelled at by the bearded dad.
Hey, and is the only distinction,
the only distinction between the two is a fucking fedora.
No, all the right. Son's got a fucking V-neck on because he follows in his daddy's footsteps.
Well, okay.
And then the fucking dad's got an open collar. He just came home from work, all right, motherfucker? It's been a hard day.
The fuck is he? What is he? Is he on the fucking... Does he do West Side Story all fucking day? Jesus
he's
Christ.
He's a fucking jazz instructor,
to be
man.
A jet.
He's a cover band there. I got nothing.
Does he do jazz hands?
He works at the local glory hole because that's what he's got to do to make ends meet.
All right, here we go. Spirit Fingers. Let's go. Let's watch.
There's some language in here. Go ahead and stop it right there.
Forgive me, Pa.
All right, so you can see the son has a fully grown-in beard.
The son also has a 30-year-old man mole on his neck.
You son of a bitch. I'm self-conscious about that mole.
Yeah, I can tell because you did a fucking close-up on it.
You asshole.
He froze on the
I'm
fucking
doing
thing.
Gorilla recording.
Okay.
There was no... I'm sorry. I didn't mean to alpha up on you.
All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to alpha up. You have every right. You're the director.
You know.
This is your movie. So Pop comes in, and he gets into an altercation.
Oh, fuck. Look at that. Look at that jawline.
With fucking Eddie Munster.
You son of a bitch. Everything. He refers to me as a boy, and then like...
fucking Wolfman Chronicles.
I'm a hairy bastard, man. You should see my...
You are now.
You should see my brother's legs, man. They used to call him Teen Wolf. He had fucking hair pants.
You guys aren't wearing shorts yet, so I can't really make a distinction about
it. I usually hang out the bottom of the shorts, so I can't.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, very well.
I can't even go to the beach anymore, dude.
Very well.
Ever since I hit puberty. It's been hard for me.
I just...
Literally.
All right, well, let's continue. So what I'm seeing here, folks, is the father knocks on the door.
And he's pissed.
What kind of accent is that, incidentally? Because you're nailing
he's
it.
He's a Louisiana Southern pop. This is an old oil driller dad.
With a New York accent?
He likes to wear that shirt open his shola. He doesn't give a fuck if he's ripped or not. He's worked damn hard to be where he is. And he's not going to let his son fucking push him around.
Is his son going to sing It's a Hard Knock Life?
You're going to have to fucking watch and find out.
It's a hard knock life. Ready? Roll him.
Hit it.
Okay, here we go. Oh, the front door shot. And somebody else coming to a door. Oh, daddy's going to a different door. Jesus Christ. If he's not West Side Story, fucking A, man. Okay, just daddy's at the door. He opens. He's going to open the door.
All right.
And
and pause it right there.
There is another man with a beard, and it looks like
this is the African American friend Jericho.
Okay.
You're being introduced to Jericho for the first time.
Is that
Jericho's kind of a loose cannon? All right.
What's on his face?
That is makeup, man. I had to put some makeup on in order to fit the role for that. What I was doing right there.
Okay. And what kind of makeup did you use?
That is a mixture of honey barbecue sauce and spicy curry ketchup.
Did your eyes water?
I'm not going to tell you exactly what happened. My eyes felt like I couldn't blink. Everything was like molasses. Then I started getting panicky because I was wondering, like, could this shit, like, get in my eyes and, like, made me, like...
Is that a chicken wing stuck to your face?
No, but you'll see in one scene I'm licking my lips. And it's not like in any kind of sexual way. I'm licking my lips because I can taste the honey barbecue sauce on my lip.
Okay.
And it's unintentional. I didn't mean to fucking do that.
Barbecue sauce on your face.
You know,
all right. Okay. So let's skip it. We can skip the Okay, go. Right, fuck it. We'll just watch it.
All right, yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of Daddy's? Go ahead and
Daddy's.
Pause it real quick right there.
This is
just pause it right there. If I was either involved in a...
this is.
This is a southern. Well, this is a southern gentleman from Louisiana.
This is like fucking like Soul Man. See Thomas Howell try to do the.
Are you seeing why this could never be actually posted online? This would ruin me as a man.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
I could
right
never
now.
Get a job anywhere after this. This was the second makeup job. Obviously, I didn't have as much dedication as the first one.
All right, let's continue. Let's just check this out.
Oh, right. I apologize for this.
All right. What the fuck? This is fuck. And then there's another dude. There's another. Oh, that's the son. Well, it's really clipping now, man.
It's realistic.
We
huh?
got a guy in a fucking knit cap. And then a door. All and then
right.
fucking
Go
Jericho.
Ahead and pause it right there.
What the fuck is this?
Dude, when you're alone and you don't have a car for over 6 days, the mind starts to wonder, man.
I don't fucking
smother
myself in barbecue sauce.
The mind starts to go, and I'm not doing this as a bit. I really did do this shit without any kind of motivation from anybody. I told DJ, you're going to leave to work. I'm going to make a fucking movie. You're going to come back, and we're going to watch it.
Okay.
And I did it, man. And right, you can say whatever you want to say, but this is art.
Okay, let's continue. There's 10 minutes of this, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's go. Ready, go. Okay. Then there was a editing error because somebody caught themselves walking out of a room in no costume at all. Just a random guy fucking walking out and it cuts out.
That was one of the boom mic operators he got on set.
Now we've got the New York accent Louisiana pimp. With the fucking
this is Grady.
Oh, he's got the shirt open.
Look at the glasses.
Sunglasses
hanging,
from his fucking belly button. And now he's delivering some lines right now. Oh, now he's got his hat down, like he's about to go into a flash dance sequence. Oh, here comes the door again.
He's gonna open the door, but I wonder who could be there. Let's go
ahead
and pause
too.
It right there, Brian.
Could it be someone's trying to look through the peephole?
Okay.
Steal your vape.
So this movie has now turned into a friendly game of. Hey, it's dad and everybody's coming over having a good time too. Something bad is on the horizon. There's a storm out there.
A brewing?
There's a storm brewing. There's like a shit brewing, and when it finally comes, it's gonna be like a plug and then a bunch of fucking liquid shit right after that, like a funnel.
You have this visual fucking
My heart's beating right now.
So you're seeing...
I'm my heart's beating.
You're seeing like an anus with the...
No.
Feek flying out of
no,
it.
No, well... Oh, okay.
I'm just checking.
No, I'm not
trying
like
to get
picturing...
Your fucking head
I'm
here.
Not picturing like a rusty bullet hole opening up.
Yeah, about this rusty spray-on tan?
About the leather Cheerio. Rusty spray-on tan for what?
What is a rusty spray-on tan?
Oh, you explain that to me.
I would like to hear it out of your mouth. Pun intended.
We're taking a pause from the movie real quick. From what I remember, it's when obviously there's a homosexual man, barfs into another homosexual man's asshole without any spillage.
Oh, nice.
And then the other man who has the vomit in his anus.
Gives a rusty spray on tan.
Just sprays the other man like a mister. Like a mister at a restaurant.
Yeah.
But a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Just one quick
and an open shirt and you're ready to rock.
Yeah.
All right, let's watch it. He's looking through the peephole.
All right, he's looking through the peephole and something's not right.
Oh. Unlocking the deadbolt, unlocking the other deadbolt, and opening the door using the door. A man and a clown. A clown mask. With a beard, no less.
Let's pause it right there.
Did he just say daddy?
He said, open the door, Johnny. It's me.
Okay, so... it's all you.
It's all me.
But
nobody else helping me with this.
Is Johnny
shit.
Dad?
I don't know who Johnny is. The clown is. Okay.
The clown just.
Fausto.
Fausto the clown.
Yeah.
Is arbitrarily just throwing out Johnny.
He's throwing out names. Maybe he thinks one of the boys' names
like
is
this.
Johnny.
Open the door, Johnny.
Now you're going to know why I whispered it because my neighbor was moving out yesterday and he was in and out of his apartment. And I was shooting this movie, and you better believe I didn't want him to pop his head out and see a man in a clown mask and a military jacket and jeans barefoot saying shit to a dude's door, because I'm pretty sure that dude might have served in the military and he might have shot me. So, yeah, because, so understand why.
What's the rules of engagement when you see a guy in a fucking clown mask in Phoenix, Arizona?
In the Marines, they teach you just fucking open fire when you see a clown.
Yeah, I'm sure he was all armed up.
Wait, probably from that clown that was like staring into people's living rooms. Did you hear about that back in
the day? No, let's hear it.
It was this clown, but they took pictures of him and families were posting it to like the news because he would stand in the street at like 1 a.m. with like balloons and stare into like a house's living
room. Holy
fucking shit. Until somebody noticed him and like freaked out or called 911 or took a picture, and then he would like slowly walk away.
And he'd be like, goodbye.
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I fucking would have went completely cold and paralyzed with fear. If there's anything scarier to you guys, is a fucking freak killer guy in a mask, especially a clown mask.
Well, like,
I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah, well, it sucked. The ending sucked. I'm not a fan of it because it was like builds you up to a.
You're big, not a big, fan of it.
Big fucking shitty ending.
Back to the podcast.
Let's just pick the shittiest ending ever. We'll just make the clown a big ass spider.
And really? I've never finished it. You just spoiled it for me.
No, spoiling it is reading the end of it. That's how you fucking spoil it.
I think, who wrote that?
Stephen King.
So Stephen King wrote the worst fucking movie of all time.
No, he wrote the build-up story. You know, you get all built up for something. Well, then in the end sucks.
Well, then maybe Stephen King This is why I have to take medication, man, because my head's not right. I blew a fuse a while back, and I forgot what the fuck I was going to say.
Talking about fucking Charlie squatting in the bush, man. You talking about fucking thousands of miles. I don't fucking know. All right,
you ever had fucking shit on your fucking feet, man? I have.
You got no fucking point of reference here.
Don't fucking tell me who I am. All right.
I don't know what that was.
Doc's gonna.
Was that from a movie?
Doc's gonna power the camera on, or maybe DJ can go ahead and do it real quick.
Yeah, I want to continue watching the movie.
We gotta get back to the movie because now we're starting to overflow.
Utterly fucking confused.
Like most of my girlfriend's mouths.
It's a bunch of bearded dudes.
What can I say? I'm a big producer.
Fucking Castro clones.
I'm like a bovine.
Oh Christ! Here comes a clown again.
Just full of
milk. It just went on and off, just enough to subliminally fuck you up.
It's going to fuck with your head, dude.
Daddy.
You're going to be stroking it later, trying to get off to some like swimsuit model, and the clown's going to pop.
Oh, Daddy Empire. Oh, I'm arriving. Oh, God, dude. This is fucking gay porn. It's just a bunch of dudes.
Shh, wait for this part.
Oh, fuck me.
All right, pause it right there.
No, I don't. Dude, watch
pause it. Right there.
Are we going to go scene by scene and pause every fucking scene?
No, I just wanted you to look at that real
quick. Yeah, U.S. Army. The guy's in a fucking Army fatigue shirt, tucked into a pair of jeans.
Jacket.
With a fucking clown mask on.
All right, Ryan.
And a beard.
Hit it.
One clown mask and a beard in a tree. Now, he's got like a... Okay, now we got a back shot of somebody supposedly speaking to the clown guy. No continuity whatsoever. The clown is now looking down to the right. And whomever was speaking to him apparently isn't there anymore. This is a fucking acid trip. Oh, now you got a scared dude. Okay.
Does it remind you of high school or what?
Okay, there's a clown. Oh, evil clown eyes. Okay, I'm setting this up. The fucking clown is coming in now to kill... The Louisiana guy with the New York accent and the fedora. But sometimes plans change. Oh, there's a guy running. Oh, fuck, a paring knife. Shit just got real.
The clown's got a toe knife.
And all of a sudden, the clown's neck is buttoned up. And now he's licking the fucking knife. And now you just
what
got a side headshot of the knife, of the clown looking downward.
Oh, look at buddy.
Oh, he's got a hat on. No shit,
there's
I didn't
notice.
There's
some music if you'll just... Enjoy for a moment the artistic value of the scene.
Is this all the pretty horses?
Describe what's going on right now.
There's a clown playing with a knife listening to music in the back.
Don't put it out too much because that next part is like blinding loud. Remember?
Oh, and there's some music playing. Who's playing guitar there?
No guitar. It's a little...
Yeah, okay.
Set
another
up,
continuity
what
problem.
What are you seeing? What are
you seeing? I'm looking at the
floor.
A
continuity problem.
And there's
look,
a stain.
I didn't ask you if I could tell me where
there's
the
a fucking
are.
Stain on the floor. I'm presuming it's blood, but it looks like someone busted ass on the fucking floor.
That's where we spilled
now
juice.
Now we're following it.
I spilled juice
like 2 weeks ago. That's the blood stain. Now the fucking paring knife.
Ooh.
And then, dude, he's like rubbing the knife on the fucking doorknob. Now he's rubbing the knife around the rim of the doorknob.
Is that a killer move or what?
Oh, yeah. And there's a little hole at the end of the doorknob, too. Oh, here comes the hand. And the
music.
Music stops.
All right,
music
pause starts. It right there.
Hallway shot.
All right, pause
or storage
it right there.
Room.
This, I'm going to set it up for you. This is about 8:45 at night, Sunday night. I've smoked a good amount of medicine, and I'm enjoying myself right now. Hit it.
At least someone is. Fucking clown, dude. Oh, this is awesome. Here comes the clown slowly walking in, music a-blaring. Looking around for the guy, and it's impossible to miss him because the room's the size of a closet.
Where could he be, though?
Where could he be? Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay, the clown's looking for Daddy Grady. Now everything goes black. There's some male breathing.
Do you think he hears us?
Us? Do you think he hears us? Who's Daddy in there with? Daddy's hiding now.
He's with his son.
The knit cap dude is hiding.
Where's the guy?
Dude.
Where's the guy? That's the mystery. What happens?
Where's the...
Gone black again, but what's
that.
Happening?
That's... No, we...
Oh, that's not that bad, dude. What the fuck is this?
Is that my guitar?
That is your guitar. It's
okay, now we're panning to a guy standing in...
Listen to the music.
Okay, more music to listen to, but the listeners can't hear the music, so I'm trying to explain. Another guy in a clown suit. He's really getting a lot of mileage out of the fucking clown suit.
You can see where I was going.
Okay, now there's more intense music.
And I'll set it up for you. The guy is opening the door to the bathroom. He hears some loud music.
Oh, you do have toilet paper.
I did. That's used up now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Blood all over the sink. And I'm not quite sure what that is.
The paring knife.
No, I know. Oh, the paring knife with the blood. No way. A bloody sink with a paring knife. And somebody went through a lot of trouble to fucking throw shit all over the walls. But it's not even like splatter. And you can just, it's obviously like, there's no tracking, there's no pattern. Oh, Jesus. Now the clown is wearing a t-shirt taking a shower with like little like shit drawn in the blood. I'm assuming that's blood. I don't know what that is.
It looks like shit smears, but.
All over the fucking wall.
All right, this is the best. This is the culmination. The part I want you to remember out of the whole film is coming up right now. And. 3, 2, 1. There it is.
Here we go.
Right there.
The clown.
Do you remember anything? Remember
opening
this part.
Up. Oh, he's crying on his knees with his mouth open in the rain. Daddy's empire.
And we can
Finn.
Let that play for a little bit.
Oh, Donna.
Now while this rolls in the background, you can turn it.
Mark
down
Fredrickson,
a bit.
Hattie. Mark Fredrickson as Hattie.
He's going to read the...
Peter...
It's not... Yeah.
Hamburgzen as Grady.
There you go.
Matthew Plies as Jericho. And Timothy Withers as Fausto. Producer Walt Chippenberry. And these are all just names you made up.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
The spell checks on every single one of them.
Screenplay. Dulcie Perry.
My personal favorite.
And director Katz... Kleidikomiv.
He might be Russian. I think he's Russian, but he's one of the best.
In memory of Robin fucking Williams.
No, we can't put that. You weren't supposed to read.
No, I didn't read his whole name because I put fucking in there, so it's not.
Yeah, we'll just blank the whole part out at the end there. Okay, cut the film.
I can say Robin fucking Williams.
Cut the film. Cut it.
Are you gonna bleep me?
Oh, yeah, we're gonna fix that whole scene.
Robin fucking Williams.
People are gonna enjoy it. I don't know where we're at as far as like time goes, but we're doing all right. We're having a good time.
Oh, it's flying. Are you still charging the dude? The fucking, I come over here and I steal DJ's vape and like, he has to charge it. I smoke so much of it.
It's cause you got such a powerful jaw, man, from blowing all those.
Cause I'm a power jaw.
All those bubbles. You just invented a new gay term. A power jaw. Hey, are you a power jaw? Call 1-800-POWER-JAWS.
Okay, where are we at on time?
Your jaw's so tough.
We're asking our producer, Ryan, here. Ryan's the editor and the engineer.
Actually, his name's Doc.
Doc.
You're the biggest fuck up.
You called me by my first name. And you've seen my face. Now I have to kill
you. Well, you've seen my many faces.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight you saw something that if I ever have a girlfriend, if she ever sees that video, it's curtains for the relationship right there. It's over. I don't know how I would dig myself out of that hole.
Well, why would you dig yourself into that hole?
I guess I already did, right?
Is this some kind of mea culpa? Are you admitting to something?
I mean, you saw what I did on the video.
Yeah, I saw what you did.
The like end I said, was disturbing, man.
It's like a turd in the living room.
Right.
You look at it, and somebody else made it, and you're glad you didn't make it, but right. You still got to fucking look at it.
Not cool, because I'm the one who made it. But I'm going to fucking shine that turd. Mm. I'm going to shine it so at least I think it looks good.
In memory of my father, because that was one of his little deals. He'd always say, son, you can't shine a turd.
No shit.
No
pun intended.
No pun. There we go. Well done.
Wow.
I'm vaping. So
pardon the pun.
So how do you feel now having debuted, having your first screening with The Berg?
You know, I feel amazing.
It took brass balls to show me that.
Yeah.
Brass fucking balls.
I knew, you know, they fucking don't feel brass right now. I feel like broken down as a man.
I think you knew that things were going to change.
I knew that after I showed you and everybody saw this, that things were going to change. That Sunday when I had the video on the thing and I
didn't wrap up. Because
things have changed.
Okay. That Sunday when you showed the video?
To DJ, I knew things had changed. I knew there was no holding it back and eventually everyone was going to see it. And now the world can imagine it. But the four of us will be the only souls that ever see that video.
Can I borrow the clown mask? What did you use for blood?
Okay. The blood in the bathroom scene with the knives in the sink. I used again a mixture of ketchup shaken up with spicy curry ketchup. Then I also had a spicy curry ketchup, and then I also had a honey barbecue that I used
with a squirt of lemon.
No lemon
just
in there.
Just to get the taste in there.
See that one scene, I do lick my lips because I can taste the honey barbecue on my fucking face. Looks like I fucking went face into like a 24-pack of wings and just went ape shit on it.
Well done. What happened?
I was doing the motherly eyes on you.
Oh, yeah. Why? Because I don't speak into the mic?
Yeah.
I'm vaping, so think of something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll think of something.
Well done.
Thanks.
I'd never thought that you would have come up with material that good that fast.
You'd never think it, but I can think on the fly. I'm a quick shooter and I shoot from the hip. That's what the ladies say. I give him chunky milk. I like to call it Mrs. Ball's chutney.
I want to do a little introduction to Doc, our engineer, and I want to ask him a couple questions. First of all, Doc, where are you from?
He's from deep in...
He's a Phoenix native.
Deep in the woods.
Did you... Now, how long have you known Doc, Cape Town?
I've known him since the Gamblers were formed in 2004.
What are the Gamblers? You spoke of the Gamblers already.
Spoke of the Gamblers. Just our little group in high school. We did things.
Pissed in a bottle.
We did other things.
Was Doc involved with that?
No. I'll. I was a witness to the two-liter, however, after it was full. We showed it off to a couple of our friends to say, hey, look what we're making. We got a homemade mead here.
You never got
to take a shot of this shit, you'll never see straight again.
Nobody ever came back on you for. Dumping piss in their fucking convertible, huh?
Came back on me?
Yeah, hot yogurt.
No, I don't let anybody come back on me.
Are you that's like a power bottom thing.
Yeah, I'm it's like a fucking power top thing.
I don't know, a power bottom.
I don't know how
I don't know if it makes
roll.
It onto the back. I think it makes it right over the fucking head.
I don't know.
bite, squirt, squirt.
That's the cum.
That's the power
that's
bottom.
That's the crazy combo. That's why you don't go to a crazy bar.
Wow, that was fucking really well done.
Or you get roofied.
You don't go to the fucking crazy
like
bar
one movie. Oh, hey, what's the name of that movie? Be checked out on Netflix. I want to give a plug to that. I want everybody to watch that has
plug.
Blue Ruin. Check it out on Netflix.
Tell me about Blue Ruin.
It's fucking awesome. It's like a strange movie. There's not a lot of dialogue in it. The guy who's
is there a clown?
He's
a bunch of bearded guys.
No, I didn't steal my idea. The clown comes from inside this gold mine.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Diamond mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Blue Ruin, and I'm looking at the rating here. It's got a 7.1 rating on IMDb. A mysterious outsider's quiet life is turned upside down when he returns to his childhood home.
He's
to
like
carry
a fucking
out an
bum.
Act of vengeance.
He's like a bum, but
proving
the fucking...
himself an amateur assassin, mm-hmm. He winds up in a brutal fight to protect his estranged family.
I loved it. The realistic violence in the movie was 10 out of 10 for me. And I think DJ will agree with me when it comes to a lot of aspects. Very fucking well done. Well done. Well shot.
High profile people are in it. High profile people are in it.
I didn't see like anyone I knew. It's all like actors you've never heard of, but they all did a very good job. Like, there's, I mean, there might be a B actor, one or two, but it was good. I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Yeah, can you bring up Macon Blair? Just click on Macon Blair. That's the big star, right? Macon Blair. Because Jeremy Saulnier is the writer and the director.
Yeah, it's like fucking no-name people you've never heard of. Who the fuck is Devin Rattray? That's the guy. That's the main fucking actor.
I've never seen him before.
That bug-eyed guy.
There's a picture of him with a beard and smoking a cigarette in drag.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what the fuck that is.
And now we've got some engineering stuff coming out.
Okay, now we're taking
a look at the behind the scenes of The Smoke Room.
So, I thought he put up our time. Where are we on time?
Okay, well, I think we're losing focus here again. You're staring off into the blue mist.
Well, he keeps bringing up all these different screens.
I know. Look away from the light. You're like a moth.
And earlier
you're going
like,
out. You're getting attracted to that fucking blue light. All right. So okay. Quit panicking. We can end it when we can fucking end it.
I don't want to end it.
Don't make me go alpha.
I want to get... Oh, my bad.
Jesus Christ, dude. Last time...
Dude, after seeing that fucking clown movie...
What do you think about...
Bearded fucking clowns.
Are you cool? Do you want to go?
Goddamn paring knives.
Do you want to go camping? Because I've never been. And I've like been finding a group of guys who wants to go camping with me.
I have an RV.
Hell yeah. We can invite other people.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
That's what I say. I won't bring the clown mask.
I want you to explain.
Wink.
I want you to explain the clown movie to me.
I won't bring the clown mask and secretly watch you guys in the woods when everybody's sleeping and pretend I'm a serial killer.
A clown comes into a house and massacres everybody.
No, you... Yeah.
And then he's taking a shower.
One of the... Well, he's had a
blood
fucking
all
hard
the
day.
Fucking place, and he's taking a guy in a clown mask.
You ever had a hard day, Berg? You ever come home and have a hard day?
Yeah, not where I want to put on a clown mask and massacre a bunch of people.
I'm not talking about the clown mask. Have you ever had a hard day? Hard day.
Yeah. I felt like I was a power bottom. You know?
Well, there's days where I felt like I was a power jaw, man. But power I came jaw. Home that's and I got one. Through it. That's
Rusty
yours.
Spray on tan and power jaw are our new fucking words of the day.
Oh, it's so bad.
So, I mean, all right, I just want to
so
get
bad
into your
that
head.
It's good.
How long did it take you to shoot it? Because I've shot short films before, and the last one that we shot took almost 3 months.
Yeah.
Or seven minutes.
This was terribly done in about a span of 5 hours. I'm telling you, 5 hours from start to finish. There's no editing. And the music I put on my laptop with like a mini speaker in the background when I shot all the other scenes. So it's bad, man. It's brutally bad. But I did it for you guys.
So we have the Smoke Dance Film Festival.
That's right.
Very well done.
All entries, even though we never get emails from anybody, if anybody actually makes a film, we'd love to see it.
Yeah, go ahead and email us or Twitter us.
Just no weird. We don't want dick flicks. I mean, unless it's relative to the film and it's fitting.
What the fuck? You're just sending
us like you yourself slapping your cock around, doing like hip gyrations. We're not going to watch the video.
Oh, like wink, wink. What was that? Was that a fucking code you just sent out there?
That was a fucking, hey, this is my last delivery of the night.
I'm headed home.
And the guy's like, oh, this is your last delivery.
That happened to me.
No way.
Yeah, it fucking happened to me.
I'm drawing off some fucking
way back in the day. Yeah,
real life story.
I was delivering a pizza to a guy.
And
he opened up the...
Cool guy?
He opened up the fucking door in a bathrobe. And he's like,
How's it going?
And I'm like, hey, what's up? I go, it's great. You know, here you go. Here's your food. And he's like, oh, you must be busy. You must be getting near the end. I go, oh yeah.
That's code for...
he's like
near the end.
He's like, I'm sorry, I'm in my robe. I was swimming in the pool, my heated pool, or my fucking jacuzzi, or
so
whatever.
So basically, stop right there. So basically, he just told you that if you're tense, come into the pool with him, get warm, get warmed up. You know what I mean?
At that point, I wasn't.
You must have had a long day, and you must have been tired.
I'm sure that's what he was hoping.
Yeah, but obviously you weren't.
Well, even
that
if I
tired.
Did have a long day and I was tired, I wasn't going to spend a fucking evening with him. And I said, oh, this is my last one of the night. And he's like, oh, well, okay, great. Come on in.
Nice.
So, I mean, like, I guess.
You wanted to get that tip.
Yeah.
Just the baseline tip. You didn't want to get the suck off
the tip.
Oh,
the tip of what?
I didn't realize.
Yeah. You didn't realize that. Really?
I swear.
What's funny?
No, a lot of this shit goes over my head. You like to think I'm smart, but I'm really not.
Oh, well, no, I could never make Daddy Empire.
Fuck you.
What is it, Daddy's Empire or Daddy Empire?
It's actually It's Daddy Empire. And I don't know why I named it that, but me and DJ have this thing where we call daddying up. Where
when you say
daddy,
that a lot,
there's two things. There's daddying up, and then there's daddying down. And we went over this earlier today. Daddying up is when you match anybody else's challenge to you as a man. Like somebody's like, oh, I bet I could fucking change my tire in, you know, 20 minutes or
and
whatever.
Throw a football further than you.
Yeah, and, you know.
That's daddying up.
And you say, fuck that. I can do the fucking tire change in 19 minutes, throw the football, and slap my own butt cheeks with my cock.
Horizontally or vertically?
It depends on how big you are. I can pull off a vertical
slap.
How
big
slap.
I am?
Well, it depends.
What the fuck does that have to do with me? Like, I'm gonna be part of the act? Hey, you want to see me slap my butt cheeks with my fucking cock? I'm going to need your help. By the way, how much do you weigh? These are fucking disturbing questions.
What are you, like a size 14?
Oh, God, are you a size 14?
No,
and when
mister.
He says good, can you bring up, up your keister beaster?
No, back to the cock. Yeah, the daddy matches somebody's daddy challenge. You match their daddyism, and you it's like out-chimping a chimp. You got to...
Out-champing the chimp? Or out-chimping the chimp?
Out-chimping the chimp. Did I slur my speech?
No, never.
Sorry, man. I used to have a speech impediment when I was
you
younger.
You keep
wouldn't
saying
be able
that.
To tell.
I'm not sure what that... What type of speech impediment?
No, I'm a professional.
What type of...
I puck
out there. Jibba-jabba. What kind of speech impediment did you have?
I had a lisp.
You did not have a lisp.
I sure did. I swear to God I did.
What caused it?
My brother had a stutter. Is it fucked up to laugh at that?
No, it's just how you delivered it. I thought you were like goofing on him. My brother had a stutter.
It was such a clown show, and it's fucked up why it happened. I mean, honestly, I'm part of the Dead Dads Club. If you don't,
yeah, oh
know.
Yeah, we're all the DDC.
We can talk about that next episode, but the real DDs of the night, the Dead Dads Club, DDC.
That's us. It's a smoke room. Well, half
we're
of the
daddy.
Smoke room.
We're almost daddies of our own now. Well, yeah. You know, you are, and I'm more of a.
Yes.
I'm more of just a regular leather daddy. I haven't upgraded to full daddy status yet.
What's a fucking leather daddy? Have
DJ
we discussed
explained
leather?
What the fuck a leather daddy was earlier?
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Kidding. I'm not a leather daddy.
Like Rob Halford. Do you know who Rob Halford is?
You had me at hello.
No, he's the lead singer of Judas Priest.
Oh well,
and he's always wearing the
I
leather
think
and everything.
Snyder could
but,
give
but
that
no,
dude a run
I,
for his money.
No. Rob Halford is out.
What do you mean out?
He's out of the closet.
Game?
No, he's in the game.
Well, D. Snyder should be out of the closet. What the fuck's he waiting for?
Is he? Do you think he's a...
Dude, one time I saw him on the Jay Leno show. He was like trying to get a spot for his radio or whatever the fuck he was doing. And he flipped around in assless chaps. And he said, how do you like this ass? How do you like that? And he was like slapping his ass like a clown in the middle of the street.
Can you YouTube... D. Snyder.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
call,
I
want to
see.
Call me out.
D.
Oh, yeah.
Snyder.
D. Snyder. Ass slap.
Assless chaps.
Okay. Also search ass slap because he might slap his ass. I'm not sure if
not
they were.
Chappies. C-H-A-P-S.
Were they assless chaps?
Oh, that guy right there. Some of these images are fucking
these are. I don't know if these are the best. Okay, no. This is
chaps
bad.
Are spelled, I think, like C-H-A-P-S.
You fucked up, man.
Not C. Oh, there we go. Assless chap. No, you got it. D. Snyder. Apple. Yeah, do that. Google that. Search on that.
But go to videos.
No, hit it again. Hit
go
search
to videos.
Again. I think it corrected you.
D. Snyder.
Okay, here we go. No, D. Snyder.
No, go down. Okay.
I'm so disappointed.
Here, you spelled D. Snyder wrong. It's S-N-Y, right?
Okay, what show is he on?
S-N-Y-D-E-R.
I don't fucking know how to
spell I don't know.
It.
Apparently, it's not right. I thought it's like Leonard Skinner. Do you know what I mean?
Snyder.
You spell it like a Y.
And what show was he on?
He was on Jay Leno.
Jay Leno.
Put Jay Leno, ass slap. It's really like obscure, but if you can find it.
Ass slap. Okay, Jay
Leno. Yeah,
no. Just do D. Snyder, Jay
See,
Leno.
See, now I look like a fucking liar.
Fucking Well, it could have been Colin Ferguson. We don't fucking know.
No, it was D. Snyder. I'll never
okay,
forget
Jay Leno.
This
oh,
shit.
Here we go. Okay, D. Snyder using puppets to put his spin on Shakespeare.
This
no.
is all bad.
No, none
no.
Of
meet
this is
D.
Fun.
Snyder.
I don't
dude,
think
I would
one.
Rather eat my own shit than watch the first 10 videos. Q&A, D. Snyder would flee thrift stores so fans wouldn't see. Who gives a fuck? All right, so we're going to go ahead
Letterman,
and
hold on. It's David Letterman.
That's when he was on David
1985.
Letterman.
1985. No,
go ahead. Let that one roll
let's
for the fuck
let
of
that
it.
One
Put roll. That
we
one
got D. Snyder. Full makeup.
Twisted Sister,
January
baby.
22nd, 1985.
This is a shout out to all butt rock fans
oh,
out there.
Oh, okay. Well, now we got the big speakers going. Oh. We got to skip this ad.
This is really...
Go ahead, Zero. Amateur skip shit. This ad.
Let's skip that
Can
ad.
Can you skip the ad?
Now we're just going to watch the whole commercial, I guess.
Use your laser vision. There we go.
I enjoy college commercials.
Now, it's 14 minutes long, so I'm not sure that... We don't have time to watch the whole thing. David Letterman.
Looking young.
Can we go full screen?
What is this, like 85? Yeah, 85.
All right. No, this is all copyrighted, so we got to turn Letterman down.
Get this bullshit out of here.
We got to turn Letterman down.
Get it out of there.
No.
Let's not even... We don't need to do this.
Okay. No, I just want to see if he does it.
I don't want to see D. Snyder, dude.
No, I just wanted to see if he's fucking wearing assless chaps. There we go, and he comes in.
Coming in full drag. There
no,
he is.
No, he's wearing jeans. Those aren't chaps.
Oh, he looks like a fucking badass, dude.
Does he?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Those aren't assless chaps.
Oh, hell easy. Yeah.
You need a moment.
He's got the fucking bluest jeans I've ever seen on, up to his belly button. Super fucking
hair.
Tight. I'm talking tight.
Big
The belt
hair.
Looks like it's on the fucking eighth loop.
Dude, he's got his shirt tucked into his jeans with a big
Is that
button.
His mother's fucking wig? What is that? Is that that's his
how,
actual
that's
hair?
That's how the Schneid looked back then, man.
That's fucking weird, dude.
What, you've never seen D. Schneider? Like,
oh,
in
I've
his,
seen
all his glory?
Yeah, the first time, I was telling you, we had that Butt Rock marathon, me and DJ.
Yeah.
We watched D. Schneider, you know, and Twisted Sister.
Slaughter.
We watched Tesla. Nelson.
Allison?
Nelson.
Nelson. I thought, yeah,
we,
don't
we
include
watched
them.
Def Leppard. We watched... what's the band your pop likes? DJ? Motley Crue. I want to rock.
That's not Motley Crue. That's Twisted Sister.
Fuck. So now Okay. Everybody knows that I'm a true fan of Twisted Sister. And with that, folks, we're about to wrap it up here for this week's episode of The Smoke Room.
Are we advanced enough to cue our outro music yet? Or does that not work?
That's like
so we're still working out the kinks
too,
on the show.
That's too like
no,
hop,
we got
scotch,
like we got the
right
world's
there.
Baddest engineer, man. But
does
you know,
bad mean good?
Yeah, like awesome, like kick ass. Or the doc, he's the engineer, doctor engineer.
Sometimes I wonder, man, just about you. Like, are you okay mentally and everything? I wonder, dude.
That's why you run fucking clown movies by me. Just to see how I react.
Let's
like
see if you're
poking
cool
me with a fucking stick.
Just giving you a little test. It's like a litmus test.
All right, well, let's see. We're gonna go out. I'm watching our...
Great, dude. And with that, we're going to end the show. That was the Berg.
And that was Cape Town.
We like to finish each other's sentences.
Oh, daddy boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. Summer is gone and later...
Oh my God, I was only going to do the first line. Dude, bravo, man.
I did all the lines.
And that was Oh Daddy Boy, a rendition by The Berg.
Have a good night. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.